Good afternoon, and thank you for the introduction. I'm a master's student at Mississippi State University, working under the direction of Dr. Fred Musser and Dr. Angus Catchett. And today I'd like to talk to you about the susceptibility of tobacco thrips, Franklinella fusca, to the neonicotinoid class of insecticide in the Mid-South region. Several thrip species are found on Mississippi seedling cotton, but as you can see by the chart, tobacco thrips are the most prominent species. Franklinella fusca come from the order Thysanoptera, the family Thripidae, and are widespread across the Mid-South. The life cycle of thrips is fairly short. It lasts approximately 16 days. Adult thrips begin by laying their eggs in the tissue of young cotyledons. Then the larvae emerge and feed on its cotyledons. The thrips can either then pupate on the plant or fall to the soil. Thrips suck plant juices from cotyledons using their rasping, sucking mouthparts. The damage can vary from reduction in leaf area and plant height to loss of apical dominance or even plant death in more severe cases. In the past, Timic, or Aldicarb, was applied at infurrow granule for control of thrips. However, in more recent years, neonicotinoid seed treatments are being used exclusively on all cotton. Neonicotinoid seed treatments are also used on soybeans, wheat, grain sorghum, corn, and rice. So as you can see, it's a widely trusted chemistry. This is a seed treatment test done on the R.R. Full research farm at Mississippi State University. And you can see this is showing the importance of seed treatments. The untreated did not receive any treatment, where the Gaucho and the Cruiser received those treatments. In recent years, producers have seen a decline in efficacy with thymethoxin against tobacco thrips in cotton. This is a seed treatment test done in Tennessee this past year, sent to me by Scott Stewart. You can see the Cruiser looks more similar to the untreated, where the Gaucho and the Timic look more like what a producer wants to see in their field. And this is another test on a different field that shows pretty much the same thing, except the cotton is at a later growth stage. Recent trends in thrips foliar applications in Mississippi cotton. You can see that as the years have progressed, the number of applications per percent of acres treated has increased dramatically. And you can also see that in 2013, a dramatic drop in number of applications per acre is seen due to the wholesale switch from thymethoxin back to imidacloprid due to the resistance issues. The objective of this study so far are to determine the LC50 values for tobacco thrip populations from the Hills and Delta region of Mississippi for commonly used neonicotinoid insecticides, and to estimate the frequency and severity of neonicotinoid resistance by comparing LC50 values from field populations to long-term laboratory populations. The sampling method I used was fairly simple. We would go to a field or a field side, use a tray with a white piece of paper glued to it, and we would slap the vegetation against the tray. Then, using an aspirator, we would suck the thrips off of the tray into a 1 milliliter microcentrifuge tube, approximately 50 thrips per tube. Then a sugar cap was placed on top of the tube to ensure the thrips would have something to feed on until we got them back to the lab. Once back in the lab, they were placed in a rearing chamber on cabbage until assayed. The bioassay method I used has recently been formulated and approved by Syngenta. The cereal dilutions were made from a stock solution, and the caps were prepared the day of the assay, with approximately 150 microliters of the chosen pesticide in the cap. Then a layer of paraffin was laid over the top of the cap and secured down by a ballpoint pen lid, and the excess was folded underneath the cap. The bioassay consisted of 5 thrips per microcentrifuge tube and 5 replications per dose. Assays were generally conducted within 2 days of the collection. Then they were placed in a growth chamber set at approximately 26 degrees Celsius. The mortality was recorded after 48 hours. These are the results from the 2014 assays we conducted. As you can see, several populations were collected from the Hills, the Delta, and a few in Tennessee and South Carolina, but we don't have many on those. 9 populations were tested against gaucho in the Hills, with an average LC50 of 1.14. 10 populations against cruiser in the Hills, with an average LC50 of 9.49. And 6 populations against poncho, with an average LC50 of 22.66, which is dramatically higher than that of cruiser and gaucho, because poncho is never really meant to be a control for thrips. We simply use this as a baseline to show us what thrips control did not look like, so we would have something to compare the control to. In the Delta, 12 populations were tested against gaucho, which received an average LC50 of 2.52, 14 populations against cruiser that had an average LC50 of 35.12. And once again, the poncho is simply there as a baseline. So as you can see, the average LC50s in the Delta are higher than those of the Hills. In the field versus lab colony, we tested populations from the Delta, the Hills, Tennessee, and South Carolina. The resistance ratios in the Hills were lower than those in the Delta, once again, in both cruiser and gaucho, and like I said previously, poncho is there as a baseline. In conclusion, resistance ratios were significantly higher in the Mississippi Delta region compared to those in the Mississippi Hills region for thymotoxin. No evidence for resistance to imidacloprid based on limited lab colony data for tobacco thrips in any region was tested. Recent selection did not significantly affect the average LC50s. There also appears to be a shift in susceptibility with thymotoxin in Mississippi to tobacco thrips. For future research, I'd like to continue to test populations across the state and Mid-South region to determine the extent of potential resistance to all neonicotinoid insecticides. I'd also like to evaluate the correlation between neonicotinoid susceptibility with plant damage and determine the mechanism of resistance. And lastly, I'd like to determine if certain cotton varieties are more susceptible to thrips damage than others. Special thanks to all the rearing lab staff, my fellow graduate students, student workers, and technicians, and of course the funding, Syngenta and Bayer. Thank y'all. Are there any questions?
We have time for questions.